Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. The 2019 Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs in Louisville is shaping up to be another great run for the roses. Churchill Downs and the communications manager, Darren Rogers, says this year's Derby features several top horses.
It's really shaping up to be one of the more wide-open Derbies we've had in quite a while. It looks to be very evenly matched. It's a good bunch of horses led by Omaha Beach for Hall of Fame trainer Richard Mandela. He's one of five Hall of Fame trainers to have horses in the race. Omaha Beach beat Improbable last time out in the Arkansas Derby. Prior to that, he beat the champion two-year-old game winner in the Rebel.
Rogers adds Omaha Beach will have some tough competition.
Both those horses, Improbable and Game Winner, along with Santa Anita Derby winner Roadster, are the three horses for trainer Bob Baffert, who will be seeking to tie Ben Jones, the legendary Calumet Farm trainer, with six Kentucky Derby wins. Bob, of course, won his fifth last year with Triple Crown winner Justify.
He notes there are some other horses to watch this year as well.
Another horse to keep an eye on, Tacitus for Hall of Fame trainer Bill Mott. Mott also has Country House, but Tacitus, who was an impressive winner of the Wood Memorial, he's a beautiful gray horse. He's regally bred out of close hatches and campaigned by Judmont Farms.
We'll continue talking Kentucky Derby in a moment.
At the core of most any farm is a family, and I'm proud to work with my family every day.
It's hard to explain if you haven't experienced it, but farming is not just a living. It is a lifestyle.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
I think a lot of people are very happy to know that neighbors, people like us, are the ones raising their food.
And we want our neighbors to enjoy the same product that we serve to our family.
Kentucky farm families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
As we prepare for the Kentucky Derby, we can't forget the late John Asher, who was the vice president of racing communications at Churchill Downs before his untimely death last year. Communications Director Darren Rogers says Asher will be missed this year.
There will be a tribute between races sometime around the 2 o'clock hour. I know John's family is going to be on hand. And if you haven't heard, right outside here at the racetrack, off of Central Avenue between Taylor Boulevard and 4th Street, the city of Louisville has renamed Central Avenue in honor of John S. Asher. It's John S. Asher Way, and it'll be commemorated on Derby Week.
Although Asher won't be watching the 145th running of the Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs, he's hoping Asher will provide a little help with the weather.
Hopefully our old friend John Asher is in charge of the weather, sunny and 75 degrees. And we'll have a special day and crown another Derby winner.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.